This is the Grant and Jimmy podcast. Here's Grant and Jimmy.
95.7 Cruise FM, Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. And every day there is more and more undeniable evidence, Jimmy, about the existence of aliens. Evidence just continuing to pile on more and more.
You're just grasping at straws with this one.
They actually found the Millennium Falcon at the bottom of the Baltic Sea.
Doesn't look at all like
Star the Wars is real.
It doesn't look at all like the Millennium Falcon.
I knew George Lucas had some sort of alien event that
like
inspired him to create Star Wars.
Looks nothing like the Millennium Falcon.
It does.
It looks more like a Cylon starfighter from Battlestar Galactica.
Wow. It was found by Swedish explorers who were looking for treasure, and there's been a lot of debate about what it is. A UFO, a secret entrance to a World War II bunker, Atlantis. But the most logical answer is, of course, that it's a UFO that either crashed into the sea or was placed there under the sea by some alien overlord who was waiting for the perfect time to enslave us all.
What it is Glenn A. Larson, the guy who came up with the Battlestar Galactica, he threw one of their prop starfighters in the ocean. That's all it is.
It's the aliens under the ocean waiting for the perfect time to emerge. It's the only logical explanation.
How is that logical?
It makes sense. You can deny it all you want, but someday you're going to be working, building a pyramid or something. You'll remember this conversation. You'll remember you should have been prepared, Jimmy.
This is a Short Minute with Jimmy.
So NASA is confirming that they're actually working on sending a ship to Saturn.
To Saturn?
Yes.
Would they be able to land on Saturn? Or isn't it just a gas planet? Is that not a gas planet?
That's what I was under the impression of, that Saturn and Jupiter were both gas planets.
Yeah.
But they're sending this thing called, it's a Dragonfly space mission is what they're calling it.
Oh, okay.
And it's a rover kind of thing, but it's like a drone, so it flies around.
It just zips around.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they'll get some information about Saturn.
They're working, but they're focusing more on Saturn's moon Titan than the planet itself.
Oh, okay.
But they're working on it. It's a work in progress. It almost sounds like a Disney movie because it's slated for between 2028 and 2034. So they're working on building the stuff.
I know
all the
NASA stuff. Like when they're like, we're going to bring the rocks back from Mars. It'll happen in 2056. You're like, what? That's too far away. You can't get people hyped up for that.
But also, it takes so long for it to get there too, right?
Yeah. Not to get too like stoner thoughts here, but how is Saturn a planet when it's just made of gas? Like if it's not a solid rock space.
I think it is.
How is it?
When they say gas planet, it's mostly gas around it. Like it's still got a core. It's still like solid ground. But it's all gases.
I looked it up. It says you couldn't. This is from NASA's website. You couldn't stand on Saturn because there's no solid surface to stand on. If you tried to land on it, you'd sink thousands of miles to depths where the heat and pressure are so high that not even the sturdiest submarine could survive. Liquid metallic hydrogen layer. So how is that a planet? Anyways, not that we need to answer questions about the planets. And that's a planet, but Pluto isn't? Come on. Where's the justice for Pluto? Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. Looks like the TikTok ban is actually going to go through in the States. So last night they passed a bill through Senate, and they just need old Sleepy Joe to sign it. And then they will give the company that owns TikTok 270 days to either sell it or to shut her down for good. Just to end it like Flappy Bird. It'll just go away forever, which probably not going to happen. I would assume they would just sell it to Mark Zuckerberg or something, you know?
Is it because it's a Chinese ownership? Is that...
Yeah. They say it's for national security because TikTok is owned by China. And they're collecting data on everyone. Which, I mean, what app and site isn't everywhere you go?
Everything is asking you. Even, like, the Monopoly game I play on my phone.
Yeah.
It asks you for personal information. Like,
well, remember when Tim Hortons got in trouble? Because they released an app, and then it found out that that app was tracking your every movement. And, like, it never turned off in the background. It was always running. And that was, like, a year ago they got in trouble for that.
Because I had that app, and it kept... Whenever I was close to a Tim Hortons, the app would tell me.
Yeah, it was some just, like... It was a mistake. Like, they said they didn't mean to, but it happens. Every app is doing it, right? Everyone's collecting your data. But, yeah, because TikTok is... a Chinese, and it's the biggest, most popular app for young kids, right? And so there's a U.S. bill that they passed. So they included it with the Ukrainian spending bill. Like, it's weird how they do it. But they do say it has an impact on Canada because they have thrown around the idea of banning TikTok in Canada as well. So
what am I going to do on Thursdays if I can't get wrong?
Thirsty Thursdays will never be the same without it. Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. Well, Canada's most wanted list has been updated, and it's nice to see some Edmonton representation on that list, you know? We haven't been left out of this one.
No.
Two guys from Edmonton have made the list of Canada's 25 most wanted people. 23-year-old Joseph Chalala is at number 7 on the list, and 29-year-old Sayed Osman was at number 4 last year. Dropped down to number 9 this year. He's slipping. He's losing a couple of places on the most wanted list. The first guy, Joseph, allegedly killed someone in an alley by shooting them. The second guy was a part of that shooting outside the lounge on 118, where they fired like 70 shots into a crowd of people. Remember that one a couple years ago?
Yeah.
So he was a part of that one. So these two guys on Edmonton's most wanted list, there are, here's the thing, Jimmy, and this will pique your interest, I think, rewards of $50,000 if you can capture both men. If you give them a tip, and like each man is worth $50,000. So $100,000 if you go out today and find them, Jimmy. You need to do it. Grow that mullet out. Jimmy the bounty hunter. Little dog. You got that little dog in you.
Jedi Jimmy the bounty hunter.
You could be Edmonton's dog the bounty hunter. You like mullets, right? Why not? You like bleaching your hair blonde. This could be you. And $100,000 could be yours. Although it might be hard to take them into custody on the city bus. Like, that might be a little difficult.
Do it with an Uber.
Yeah, Uber. You think they'd be okay with you transporting prisoners in the back of your Ubers? Your rating might not be great after that.
My rating might go down.
But you'd have $100,000.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Johnson.
Another day, another warning from Health Canada about unauthorized sex enhancement products. That's a full-time job. Whoever's working at Health Canada just has a full-time job putting out these warnings. You'd think one warning would be enough, but I guess it's just so tempting when you see a product called Rhino 69 Platinum 3500. How could you not buy it? So the list of items that Health Canada is warning people about today is great. What makes this great is that there are serious people putting this list together. Doctors and scientists sitting down and discussing whether or not to include a pill called 3800 Hard Rock on the list. I actually just want to read the list of enhancement pills that they are telling you to stop buying today. Black Panther, Super Panther, Rhino 7 Platinum 10,000, Rhino 69 Platinum 3500, the Titanium 12K, 3800 Hard Rocks, and bad news, Jimmy, they also included Stiff Rocks on it this time. I can see why they're so tempting. You know, your unit might fall off, but what an experience. talking to the Grant Report, the products that Health Canada is telling you to stay away from. And Thomas texted in and made a joke. He said, I'm going to try all of those because the government has told me not to. That'll stick it to Trudeau. He's making a joke. But we actually did get a text from somebody who texts the show often, who is a well-known conspiracy theorist. And this person said, all those FDA warnings are because they don't want men to have any testosterone left. So, you joke, Thomas, but it's real. I didn't actually think that could be a real conspiracy, but don't do the Rhino 69 3000, Jimmy. Actually, do. You should be doing that. Trudeau doesn't want you to have testosterone. So.
Oh, man.
This is a Short Minute with Jimmy.
Are you sitting down, Grant?
I am, as a matter of fact.
Huge news. This is huge. This is even bigger than anything Star Wars
related. Oh, wow.
This is Face Off 2 is actually going to be a thing.
Face Off 2, hey?
And it's been confirmed.
That's huge.
It's confirmed that Nick Cage and John Travolta are going to be back for the sequel. And I don't know how the heck they're going to do it. It was released in 1997, the original one, and it's supposed to be... And the
that
thing
was
is,
a weird movie. Like,
it was great. It was, I don't know what you're good. Talking about.
It was good, but Nick Cage's acting was so over the top in that one.
Oh, like even
the faces he made, and
but even John Travolta, some of that, like when he turned into Caster Troy, had some of the
because he was trying to mimic like how Nick Cage would be, right?
Yeah.
So
it,
yeah.
But I don't know how they're going to do it with the fact that Nick Cage's character, Caster Troy, was killed.
Oh, there's ways around that. Multi-universe.
Yeah, just I don't think the they can do a multiverse like with Face-Off. But, but yeah, it's been confirmed that both of them are coming back for the sequel.
Awesome. They both need this. You know, Nick Cage has had a bit of a revival, but John Travolta, it's been a little rough for him.
Yeah, but he's also, like... looking old, like in
he doesn't
over.
Look too old.
John Travolta,
look him up. He was just on the red carpet. They had a reunion for Pulp Fiction. He's bald, but he's slimmed down a lot.
Oh yeah, I guess he looks okay.
Yeah, he's slimmed down. He looks pretty good. He could totally do it. When is Face Off 2 coming out?
They've just done the casting, so it's going to be a while.
This is another Jimmy Minute where we talk about movies coming out in 2045.
Yeah.
we'll get back to it in a couple years. Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. This is something that the world probably doesn't need, but at the same time, I really want one. A company called Throwflame has just unveiled their robotic dog that has a flamethrower strapped to its back.
I want one, too.
I looked because I was like, there's no way this is real. I saw the video on Twitter, and I was like, that can't be real. I looked it up. Yeah, go to throwflame.com. For $9,400, you can get one. That company is wild, too. I spent some time on their webpage. They have they specialize in flamethrowers, some of them. So there's backpack ones, flamethrowers attached to drones that you can buy. And all of the videos of them promoting them are just a bad idea. Like, they're in the forest, just flamethrowing stuff. There's all this dead grass around them. Like, terrible, terrible ideas.
Have you seen the movie? It's called Axel, AXL.
No.
It's a robotic dog that was made by the military.
Okay.
That has, like...
You have the oddest references.
Hey, you brought up a robotic dog.
So you just thought of some random Axel movie?
It came out in 2018. It's actually not a bad movie.
It's all right.
Just saying. I've always wanted a robot dog.
So it's an American company, obviously. I have a feeling you'd probably have a hard time getting it across the border, but there's a big disclaimer on the site, right on the front page, saying, in the USA, flamethrowers are unregulated, so you can buy these. They also have a list of things you can use a flamethrower for. One of those is something I've been saying for years, clearing the driveway of snow and ice. It's actually listed on the homepage of their webpage. I've been saying it for years, like I said.
That would be awesome, being out in the front yard. I'd buy a house with a driveway just to use a flamethrower on it.
Imagine if you had one strapped to a dog now, a robotic dog.
Then you don't even have to get out of the house.
You'd be the talk of the town. If you want to see a video of it, I posted it up on our webpage, 957cruisefm.ca, also on our social media. You go check out a robotic dog with a flamethrower attached to it. Why wouldn't you want to see that?
Cruise mornings with Grant and Jimmy, 957cruisefm.
Have you noticed the AI feature on your Facebook yet, Jimmy?
Yeah, that I've never used it.
Yeah, no, me neither. That's, I mean, to be honest with you, that's kind of my relationship with AI. It's there. Oh, sure, there's one on Twitter now. I'm never going to use it. But yeah, if you go up to the search area on your Facebook, on the app, you might notice there's like a blue circle. That's what they launched. It's their AI. You can use it to do a bunch of stuff. I don't know. I was reading it. Like, you can search for photos and create images. That's what everyone seems to be like pumped about AI for right now. They're like, you can create images just by typing in clouds over Tabor. It'll give you a picture of clouds over Tabor. I'm like, cool. Real helpful. I feel like an old man when it comes to AI. Because I'm just not interested in learning it at all. Like, we have one at work that they keep being like, you need to use it. And I use it, and then I'm like, this isn't making my life any easier.
Because
they're like, use it to write a blog post. And I'm like, I still have to edit the blog post so it sounds like a robot didn't write it.
Yeah. And the thing is the more you use stuff like that, the more of a chance that it, you know, will it learn from you. And then all of a sudden, you know, you have robots chasing you.
To me, it just feels like one of those moments where, like sometimes you have people that are usually like your dad that get really into tech, and you go to their house and like you can't turn on the TV because they got all these different things, or they got smart light bulbs.
Yeah, you can't.
Things that don't actually really make your life that much easier, but you want to feel techy, so you use them, right?
Yeah, you can't use the normal remote control.
Yeah, no,
you have to use the special
14
one.
Different remote controls. And you're a techie, though, Jimmy, and you're not into AI? You're not trying to figure it out?
No.
And use it to your advantage?
I watch Terminator too much.
Ah. Yeah, you're scared of it. That's common, too, I think. This Facebook one, people are mad about it. So it's on Facebook and Instagram, and people are mad because you can't turn it off, is essentially what's upsetting people. It's always there, and they said there's no way to turn it off, so.
But the thing with AI that's kind of scary is the fact that eventually, like, our job could be replaced by some.
That's the other funny
like
thing,
AI
too. We've literally been in meetings where they're like, check this out. We got AI to do the weather. Like, cool. That's another like, job
great.
Taken away. Get pumped about it, Jimmy.
Yeah.
It's the future. I'll just be living on my acreage, tending to my ducks, Jimmy.
I want you to want
bag milk. Bag milk. Bag milk.
Oh, I swear.
Bag milk.
I'm hungry like
bag milk.
Perfect timing that game number two is on a Wednesday when we have bag milk from Oilers Nation. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here. Yeah.
How are you feeling after game one? Pretty confident?
Well, no. Yes and no. So I think yes, because we know the Oilers can beat the Kings. They've done it the last two seasons. But no, in the sense that I don't think that anyone should feel comfortable. Like, the playoffs are hard, right? Like,
yeah.
I think Vancouver got a dose of that last night against Nashville, where a lot of Vancouver fans thought they were just going to roll through the Predators. And then, you know, the Preds found a way to adjust and won 4-1 last night. So I'm confident that the Oilers can beat the Kings, but I also don't think, like, the job's not done here. This is going to be a longer series than I think some people expect.
Yeah, and I mean, I saw a thing they were saying, like, if anyone knows that a 1-0 series lead isn't safe, it's the Oilers. They've been there before themselves, down a game. So they looked good, though. I mean,
they looked really good. I mean, I was at Rogers' place on Monday. Number one, the place was electric. Two, the Cam Talbot chant. I can still hear it.
Yeah.
And three, they were getting goals from all over the place. I just think there's a couple of little details they could tighten up. And then, of course, LA got three fluky ones in the same game. So let's hope those are all out of the way. But the Oilers played really, really well. The building was alive. It was vibrant. It was loud. And I think that probably powered the boys a little bit. But ultimately, more of the same, I think, should be on deck because, like I said, Vancouver got a little bit of a lesson in that last night. So I hope the Oilers can kind of come through and realize that, you know, this isn't going to be a gimme.
Did you lose a hat on Monday night?
Man, and I love that hat, too. I really did. I love that hat. But, like, there's one thing. If I'm in the building and there's a hat trick, I'm always throwing it. Always.
Yeah, you have to.
I love throwing it. But, like, it was so last-minute rushed that I got the tickets for Monday's game that I just kind of, like, threw a jersey on and left the house, not really thinking about what I was wearing. But as it was, I was watching the hat float down to the lower rows, and I go, man, I'm going to miss that hat.
Yeah, you can see, especially when if like you're up top and it doesn't make it to the ice, you're like, someone please throw that on the ice from the upper
deck.
Yeah,
I think mine probably touched 2-3 hands before it finally got on the ice.
At least they passed it along. Evander Kane's good to go again tonight.
Yeah, it looks like it. He played really, really well on Monday, yeah. I thought he had a good game. I thought he was throwing his body around. I thought he had some nice chances to score. So, like, more of that, please. I think that that's exactly what the Oilers need from him, and I thought that he played really well on Monday. So I imagine he's good to go. I haven't seen anything else that says otherwise. According to practice yesterday, it's going to be the same line combos as on Monday night, which makes sense.
Yeah.
So I hope he's feeling good, and I hope he's ready to go because the Oilers are going to need him.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, if they just play the same game they played Monday night, they should be pretty successful again tonight. Another late one, 8 o'clock game tonight. It's the playoffs. We always get the late one. So.
Yeah, we always get the late ones. And then on Friday and Sunday, it's 8:30 for those games 3 and 4. So it's even later on those ones.
I was commenting because this morning there was like more traffic than usual at like 4:30 in the morning. I was like, why is there so many people? And somebody texted in and said, like, it's because everyone's going to work early so they can leave early and sleep or start pre-drinking before the game. So everyone's starting earlier.
Yeah. Well, I was also thinking even on Monday, I wonder how much productivity was being lost around the city of people just being ready to go. And
I know,
at least at our office anyway, there was nobody doing anything on Monday afternoon.
It's also the season for hangovers, right? So it's like an excuse for people to be a little slow at work the next day, too. It is a Friday game, though, on the next one after tonight.
And you guys got the watch parties at Greta?
Yeah, we're going to be going to also all away games. We're going to be doing watch parties at Greta. Those are free to enter. So first come, first serve is for the seating, but we're going to ram that place, and it's going to be a great vibe. And we're going to have a bunch of giveaways, and we're going to have all kinds of stuff going on, including live shows and in-game activations. So if you want to come join us for games 3 and game 4, so we're only doing the away games, we'll be at Greta downtown.
Because if people haven't been to your watch parties, they have to. They're so much fun. I'm not a huge hockey fan, but I love going to those watch parties. You guys are so much fun, and the energy is just
well, and it's downtown, insane. Right? Greta's downtown. You're in the action of all the playoff excitement, so it's a great place to go and watch the game, hang out with the guys and gals from Oilers Nation. So
yeah, come on down, challenge the staff to one of the games. That's one of the newest things that people have been doing.
Oh, like that.
Challenging our staff to some of the games, and it's been pretty fun to kind of walk through some of those challenges. So come on down, games 3 and 4 will be down there, and game 6 if there is one. So plan your away games accordingly.
You'd be surprised how good Jimmy is at skee ball. Maybe he'll have to head down there and take on the
Oilers
Nation crew.
I'm insane.
He's a surprisingly good skee ball player.
Well, there's plenty of lanes down there, Jimmy. Like, get down there and give them a challenge.
I don't know if the boys
going at it with you.
I don't know if it's because he's low to it, so he can, like, see where the ball's going or something.
I'm even good when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I could barely stand, but I could skee ball.
It's very surprising. All right, a game tonight. Game number 2. Thanks for joining us. Get some rest just in case you get some last-minute tickets and head to the game tonight, Bagged Milk.
I'm hydrating, putting a big breakfast down, getting a base layer just in case.
That's what you got to do. OilersNation.com. Thanks, Bag Milk.
Thanks, boys.
That's the end of our podcast, Jimmy.
You can listen to our show tomorrow.
Catch us live every morning on 95.7 Cruise FM.